USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden said Tuesday that writing off $50,000 in student debt is not something he believes can be done with a presidential action, but said he's prepared to eliminate $10,000 for students. More than 42 million Americans now hold federal student loans amounting to a combined $1.5 trillion, according to Education Department data. The Biden administration seeks to end the Trump-era Migrant Protection Protocols program. The Biden administration will begin processing cases of certain eligible asylum seekers starting Friday. The White House said individuals should not take any action at this time and should remain where they are to await further instructions. Bitcoin is a digital or virtual currency created in 2009 that uses peer-to-peer technology to facilitate instant payments. For the first time Tuesday, one Bitcoin equals over 50,000 U.S. dollars. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
As millions of people across the United States continue to weather a deadly winter storm without power, forecasts predict ice and low temperatures could be ahead for some in the worst-hit states. Up to a half inch of ice will be possible over the next 3 days for areas from Texas to Mississippi and up through Virginia, according to the National Weather Service. All severe weather hazards will be possible, including tornadoes, from the Florida Panhandle to the coastal Carolinas Thursday. The CDC said Tuesday winter storms are likely to cause widespread delays in COVID-19 vaccine shipments. CDC spokesperson Jasmine Reed said shipping partners are working to deliver vaccines where possible, but the adverse weather is expected to continue to impact shipments out of FedEx's facilities in Memphis, Tennessee, as well as the UPS facility in Louisville, Kentucky. A confused President Biden told a CNN town hall audience Tuesday, "It's one thing to have the vaccine, which we didn't have when we came into office." End quote. The first dose of Pfizer vaccine was given on December 14th, Moderna December 22nd, a month before Biden became president. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Calls are going out for the United States to boycott the upcoming Olympic Games. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
The 2022 Winter Olympic Games are set to begin in 1 year in Beijing, as calls are increasing for the Games to be moved out of China. Florida Representative Mike Waltz has introduced a resolution calling on the United States to boycott the Games if they aren't moved, saying the U.S. cannot in good conscience participate in an event hosted by a brutal dictatorship. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo agrees. He tells Fox News that China's behavior shows they don't deserve to host an Olympic Games.
The Chinese Communist Party is engaged in an effort to eliminate an entire class of people, the Uyghur Muslims. This is genocide. This is what we know from the 1930s. You talked about the Olympics in Berlin in 1936. We ought not afford the Chinese Communist Party this propaganda victory. And I appreciate these athletes want to compete. They want nothing to do with politics. They just want to be out there doing their best on the world stage. And I have great empathy for them. That's why the International Olympic Committee has a responsibility. There's still almost a year. We can have these games someplace else. I'm sure we can find a nation that would love to host it, a nation that would really uphold the Olympic ideals.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Olympics are scheduled to begin Friday, July 23rd, and end Sunday, August 8th. Most of our time engaging with digital content happens in mobile apps. Google and Facebook continue to dominate the app world. 46% of the top 15 apps are owned by Google, 20% by Facebook. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.